It's Wednesday, October 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has learned that the Pakistani Lahore High Court has acquitted Sawan Massa, a Christian man sentenced to death under the Muslim-majority country's notorious blasphemy laws. Massa was convicted in March 2014, just over a year after he allegedly committed blasphemy against Muhammad, the false prophet. On March 8, 2013, according to Massa's Muslim friend Muhammad Shahid, the Christian said, quote, "My Jesus is genuine. He will return while your prophet is false. My Jesus is true and will give salvation," end quote. The next day, March 9th, local mosques recounted the accusation against Massa over their PA systems, inciting a mob of more than 3,000 enraged Muslims who attacked the primarily Christian neighborhood of Joseph Colony. The Muslims looted and burned 180 Christian homes, 75 shops, and at least 2 churches. Currently, 25 Pakistani Christians are still imprisoned on blasphemy charges. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to set the oppressed free." Luke 4, verse 18. After President Trump's 3-night stay at Walter Reed Medical Center due to his COVID infection, he addressed the nation from the balcony of the White House on Monday night.
"I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and I learned so much about coronavirus. One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen."
Author Alex Berenson tweeted, quote, "Maybe the smartest comment President Donald Trump has ever made," end quote. He appeared on Fox News with Tucker Carlson.
"That might be the most presidential thing this president has ever said, okay? Because he's not actually saying don't be afraid of COVID. He's saying don't be afraid of one another. Because this is a respiratory virus. It spreads between people. And the only way to really make it go away permanently is to lock us all away permanently. And that can't happen. That is not compatible with life. The death rate is about 1 in 1,000, meaning 999 out of 1,000 people will live after getting the coronavirus. If you believe the CDC numbers, it might be 997. We have gone crazy, and we have sacrificed our kids, and we have sacrificed society. Donald Trump walked out of that hospital today and said what needed to be said. We have to stop being so afraid of this. We put people on the moon. What has happened to us?"
Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Video streaming giant Netflix has been indicted in a Texas court over its hosting of the controversial French film Cuties, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Netflix now faces charges of distributing material that amounts to child pornography. Cuties, which is about the disturbing world of child dance competitions, has come under fire for including footage of actual minors engaging in sexually suggestive acts and displaying partial underage nudity. On Monday, Texas Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer revealed that a grand jury has formally indicted Netflix for, quote, "promotion of lewd visual material depicting a child," end quote. Netflix has yet to publicly address the indictment, which was filed on September 23rd. The Freedom From Religion Foundation just released a major new secular poll of more than 12,000 registered voters who are atheists or agnostics, providing a profile of American non-believers and their views on the major social issues of the day. Not surprisingly, 99.6% support abortion on demand, 98.9% support homosexual faux marriage, 99% support euthanasia, 84% support free or reduced college tuition, and 85% support slavery reparations. Dan Barker, the Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president, said, quote, "We are the real values voters," end quote. They claim they represent 26% of the U.S. population compared to Catholics, for instance, who comprise 20% of the population. Listen, Christians, if we are to be the people who understand the times, like the men of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32, and know what America should do, then we need to be aware of the growing percentage of atheists and agnostics and evangelize them. And finally, Canadians in Vancouver have been assaulted with repulsive ads promoting child-free and small families. The ads from One Planet, One Child say, quote, "The most loving gift you can give your first child is not to have another," end quote. They seek to indoctrinate people with the false notion that, quote, "Overpopulation is a root cause of resource depletion, species extinction, poverty, and climate change," end quote. Ken Ham, founder of Answers in Genesis, said, quote, "This advertising campaign runs directly contrary to God's word, which tells us to be fruitful and multiply, as commanded in Genesis 1:28 and Genesis 9:7, a command which has never been rescinded. Indeed, one of the reasons for marriage, the first institution God ordained, is for godly couples to produce and raise godly offspring. Malachi 2 verse 15 asks, "Has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring." Ham said, quote, "These billboards and this campaign are just another attack on the family unit by the evolutionary secular worldview," end quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.